The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, August 12th, 2026.
Yeah, I had to make sure, right?
Yeah.
I was waiting on that damn date. Hello, everybody.
Story of my life. It was, I have so many papers over here.
Oh, I got a favorite.
I buy all the papers. I have Spartanburg Herald Journal here. Got Greenville News here.
Nice. Got the Pickens County Courier, Easley Progress.
Leonard's Losers.
Oh, my God.
Sandlapper.
Whatever else P1 Bojangles is out there slinging.
That cane.
He used to bring by New York Post.
That's nice.
He used to bring by Cherry Coke Zeros. I don't drink them no more, so that's probably why he doesn't do that.
Yeah.
I don't drink them no more.
I'm awful.
I used to drink. I used to drink Cherry Coke Zero. I had to have them.
Not no more.
But not anymore.
You don't drink Cherry Coke Zero no more?
No, I have to pee.
God, I wish I could do the drill sergeant. It was arguably the greatest character in the whole movie.
Great.
But he says those two words, you know, I was supposed to put together.
No.
For a comedic effect.
No, you remind me, give me the initials. I can't remember.
GD.
Oh.
Remember you said it?
Oh, man.
GD Gump. You're a GD genius.
I had to tell my Alexa the other day to quit saying this. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
You told me you must have a GD IQ of 180.
I was like, how dare you in this house say those words, Alexa? So no device for her for the rest of the night, which sucked for me because she's my device.
Wow.
But that's how you do the kids. You take their advice, their devices away.
You remember if he told him if it wasn't such a waste of his GD time, he'd recommend him for OCS. Like, now disassemble your weapon and continue.
I don't know where.
They were putting their guns together. Done, drill sergeant.
Oh, yeah.
Don't!
That's when they realized he was special. Yeah.
God, he's so good. The drill sergeant should have won the Oscar, along with Stanley B. Herman, the ass-to-ass guy from Requiem, who was also the guy who was grabbing his crotch in Black Swan staring at Natalie Portman.
Wow, the man. Is he got a star on the Walk of Fame yet?
He's just got a bunch of creepy roles.
What a great.
He's the guy rubbing his crotch going,
ugh.
In Black Swan. It's an odd movie.
I can't believe you watched that.
Did you watch it by yourself, or is that something that...
I thought it was going to be like a horror movie, but then when you watch it and see how weird it is, I'm like, this is...
bizarre.
This is kind of good. Like, you don't want to turn it off.
Kind of like Eyes Wide Shut-ish.
Yeah, without all the, you know, the big org.
Without the cool mask.
Without the nudity.
Yeah. And the slight nods at the Clinton
family. Sidney Pollack's great in that movie. I was just telling himself.
The musician, right?
Not the actor.
No, but he played a musician in the movie, right? Was it the one that was hired to play blindfolded?
I don't remember. God, I just watched this a couple months ago, and I can't remember.
What was the daughter's name of the costume shop owner that was having sex with the two gay Asian men?
Yeah, she was, you know, he was pimping her out. God, what's her real name? She quit acting.
I know, man. She was...
But she did a bunch for a little bit there.
God.
And he was Boris the Blade from Snatch.
The dad was?
Yeah.
Good Lord, that was the same dude?
Yep. Sure was.
Yes, yes. God, you know, in my mind, I thought it was the dude, the Fratelli brother. You know,
brother Fratelli.
The brothers Fratelli went on to be big damn actors. I said big damn, Alexa. Don't look at me that way.
Wow, it's paranoid.
I'm serious. Gosh, what are their names now? But they went on to be like great. And then Mama went on to get thrown from the train. She did other work.
thrown from the train.
Yeah.
I hated that movie.
That movie was. I felt like that was always one of those movies where somebody just had a pardon my French, but a big old H on for that movie. They really wanted.
That's better than the other one.
They had an eight. They had
an H on.
They had a hard O to make that movie, and no matter what, they were going to make it.
Oh, Lili Sobieski is her name.
There you go. See, if I'd saw it, I would have called her Sobosinski. Oh yeah.
Hey, shout out.
You must know Carl.
She did a lot, and then she stopped. What's up, Carl?
What's up, Carl?
Hook up a gift card, Carl.
Don't see Carl much unless you go to a festival or something.
He's always busy.
Always busy. Developing new restaurants and whatnot.
God, who's the drill sergeant? I gotta look that up.
Oh yeah. I forgot what I started Googling. Well, you gave me the answer already though. Lili Sobieszynski.
Yeah. She just stopped.
Gibberdale Sibide.
She's like, I don't have kids. I don't wanna act.
Yeah. Man. Paige, you've seen Eyes Wide Shut, right?
Do you
watch it and just, because, you know, again, as a white woman, you watch a lot of murder movies, and a lot of them are, you know, little novellas. Many of them are deep cuts like this one here. Did you look for deep messages, deeper meanings with this movie?
No.
Did they find you?
No.
Yeah. That's the good thing about Kubrick, man. You can watch his movies two or three times, and then think about something. You're like, God, I gotta go watch that again. I want to see what was with the Native American art there in The Shining.
See what you missed. They don't do director's cuts anymore. Like, you remember the commentary on the CDs CDs, DVDs?
Yeah.
The actors or the directors, they're like, well, this is what I was thinking.
That's before they have like the viewing, and then they edit everything that people don't like.
They should be on. Oh, there he is. God, man, that scared me. I didn't see the screen moving.
You'd imagine.
I'm looking around.
If you're driving down the road and you just hear...
Ash to Ash.
Uh-oh.
He's talking about two donkeys, podcast. Ooh. It's called Ass to Ass.
Yeah.
They interview each other.
They should have put that at the beginning of the song, Ass and Blankies. That would have been fun.
Can you imagine you're the guy that they call
no.
to play the creepy guy, like in whatever the movie is? That would be fun. Because somebody used to work here did extra work.
Yeah.
And he's like, man,
No one who's worked here has ever done extra work.
No, that's true. Especially this guy. He said they call him background talent. He said he made like $600 a week for working 2 days for being in the background of some show.
Wow.
So you know if you're the creepy guy in a movie, you're going to get paid.
I know. A couple people have done that before. Been paid, worked 2 hours a week. In the background of the show. Yeah.
Yeah, I was
talking to you, Spooge.
Weird.
No, I hadn't seen Spooge in a while.
Especially when you find out that Kubrick died before they edited the movie.
Mm.
And they don't know if they used his edit.
Yeah, that's the big one with that.
There was parts of that I just checked out of,
And he never liked to travel. So they rebuilt New York City. Like part of it on a soundstage wherever he was and overseas somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. It was like huge, massive construction. He did not want to go anywhere.
Oh, yeah. He probably felt weird going out in public having, made the moon landing.
He did some work early, right? Some of his best work.
You've all seen it. You ever seen any Kubrick stuff? No. Oh, you've never seen the moon landing, have you?
Which that movie ain't as graphic as you might remember it was.
What? Eyes Wide?
Yeah. I mean, there's some nudity, but not really throughout the movie. It's like in a couple parts.
But it's good nudity. Like, that's the thing with Netflix or anything that'll pop up. First off, I'm pulling for some smoking in the movie, guys. I want to see some smoking, man.
Light a stove.
I can't do it, so I live vicariously through Netflix. That's why I love Kill Bill, because he just sits there and just chain smokes the whole time.
God, he really does.
It's Tony.
Bride's going to kill you. She's going to use the heart punch on you.
Spoiler
alert.
But with the nudity part, I've said this before. Like, they need to use the little sex symbols and tell me if it's going to be male or female nudity. Because I don't want to sit there and hope for some and then it be some dude's Dugan. That ain't fair.
Do you remember it was controversial partly because... what's her name? I already forgot.
Lili Sobieszynski.
So she was underage at the time, wearing a lot of skimpy stuff.
Yeah, man, that was. It was just odd. Just odd.
They thought it was going to get an X rating.
But with Shining, though, little Danny, you know, little things you don't pay attention to is wearing a space shuttle sweater.
Oh.
And it was like, it was the Columbia, I think, is the one that's on his sweater. And people are like, he was telling you. That was his way of telling you.
Really?
But, maybe it was, but like, Paige, you've been in movies. Is the, albeit not the same, this big, huge thing, but Like, is the director that anal that he's into, like, wardrobe set decoration? No, right?
No, you're just there for when they want you to be there.
He's walking around with his fingers, doing, you know, little boxes, looking at through his, doing the Illuminati thing.
That's his look.
They usually don't come get you until it's time for you to do your scene. You're not standing around watching things getting filmed.
Yeah.
So you don't know what they do. I mean, they may be weird, but unless you're...
Do they wear scarves and berets still?
No.
Carry a megaphone around? All right, action!
Maybe some of them do. I've never worked with anyone.
Long cigars, or long cigarette on the little black stick kind of thing, whatever those
old
are.
Old school.
Yeah.
I would love to talk to Taylor Sheridan, because I don't know how he keeps up with it. He's got like a million shows that he writes, all of them.
God, I was about to ask you who that was.
And runs the ranch. I'm like, how do you have time to do all this stuff?
Usually, you know, you're in makeup and then you have a little bit of time. And then you go.
Oh, that's the Yellowstone guy.
Yellowstone, Mayor Kingstown, Lioness.
1883.
Yeah.
1923.
Yeah. And God.
I guess he'll do 1963, since they're every 40 years.
I should.
Will there be a 1963? It was the Civil Rights era.
I can't remember all the ones. I know he doesn't do Dutton Ranch, because that was somebody else is doing that one.
Yeah. Charles S.
Which isn't bad. There's one part that's like, okay, this is a little over the top.
Tulsa
still a good
King
show. That's the other
golly bum, man.
And that's going into like his third or fourth season. God. That's a fun show.
He's
going
to turn out. Oh, and Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, he was on that, and I think that was the last thing he did acting wise.
Yeah, you know that he was born and raised in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I thought he was from Texas or somewhere.
Texas.
He's from Texas.
You're
I can tell.
About April 15th. That's Texas.
Hook 'em. Or are you saying Texas?
Hook 'em, Dano.
Not Texas.
Right, Paige? That's what they said on Hawaii 5-0. Hook 'em, Dano. Yeah, big Longhorns fan, was he?
The plane, Dano. The plane.
The plane, Dano. balls, the plane.
Never had crossovers back in the day.
Why do you call the Wrath of Khan balls, Paige?
Wrath of.
Balls, the plane.
Remember who Khan was? Ricardo Montalban.
That's what I just said, Goober Lip.
You just said Khan. You didn't say the actor.
Well, the Ratha.
Ratha.
You see, I'm talking about Tony Khan.
There was two different.
Oh, my God.
Comic Khan.
Remember the old.
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan. Chicka Chicka Woo. Chicka Woo. Chicka. I thought you were going to finish it.
No.
Remember the old scam with George Takei? Because I don't believe this is Ricardo Montalban.
This is. Who's this, Brad's Big Balls? Who's this? That guy was a good actor. Well, both, though, actually. Well, all of them, actually. Little freaking, little Hervey Villachez, the guy who used to get all the little people money in Hollywood, you know.
Look, I know I'm easily distracted.
I know. I see it.
Do you know about that?
Too. Yeah.
What a ruse, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That and the reporters
was
are kind
of Trump
hot.
Driving the little truck?
They won't say who they packed him in with or how much room they had. Yeah. But the reporters are kind of hot about it still.
So, like, they put Trump on Air Force One, but, like, there's an escape area for him to slide out into a truck, and then they drove him away off the tarmac.
While the reporters are still loading in the back.
But I want to see the other side.
They showed it.
So
when they go around to the other side, there's a side hatch. They hoisted up the container like 20 or 30 feet in the air. Trump and whoever he was with went inside.
Probably BB.
And they just drove him off.
Wow.
Which is, why though? Did they think they were going to like attack the plane as soon as he got on it? I don't really know why.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't have done that had there not been some kind of credible threat, I guess. I got to look for that. I got to see that. Was it smooth though, or was it slow?
I mean, they slowed the video down. You can see the truck on the nose of the plane waiting to get loaded up. Yeah. And everybody's in the back trying to load in. I haven't heard Trump talk about it. I don't think they'll let him say too much about it.
Wouldn't it be great if you're sitting there waiting on your bags and the conveyor belt's coming down? All of a sudden, Trump comes up.
Hello, don't say anything.
It's me. Shh.
Don't say anything.
Don't tell them I'm out here.
We're going to get in this container. They're going to drive us up. You're going to be in the plane that goes bum-bum.
You might have to check me.
Is there going to be enough room in here to stay? I don't want to get cold. It's going to be cold.
I'm going to pick up some ladies.
You know, when I do the Trump, I see him in my head, and I kind of try to mimic his, like, You know, he'll close his eyes a little bit and tilt his head.
Yeah. I don't want to get in the container.
That's that thing like a sitcom mom where she'll turn her head when she talks. She never looks at you straight, turns his head. You know?
Do you see the latest little mini conspiracy?
Which one?
When he nods off and the woman is standing beside him, she's got her hand over her belly button. And they say that woman's got a buzzer. And then they say when she rubs her stomach, Trump kind of wakes up a little bit. So they think that she's shocking him.
Oh, my God.
To wake him up because he nods off.
Gosh.
Which, look, he's old. He's going to nod off.
Lord, yeah.
And then when he doesn't care, you know, he just kind of tunes out
anyway.
That's
what happens. You make fun of people and the stuff will start happening to you, Sleepy Joe. Like, I mean, hell.
Trump reminds me of somebody we know that when you talk to the guy, if he's not talking, he doesn't care.
Yeah, he's not.
He'll tune out.
Zone right out. Yeah.
And just start staring at something else.
No, exactly.
Let me know when it's my turn again. Thank you. I lied. I want to talk. It's my turn. We love to talk.
God. I love the I don't know. Like, Paige, going to like, when you were doing the news and stuff, obviously, like, you were on camera as well, but I know this stuff about pretending to hold the egg, but like everybody now is talking with both hands, like on, I guess maybe I see it on TV also, but like YouTube and stuff, whereas people, you know, they're trying, I'm not saying it in a demeaning way, but I'm also not going to call you a creator, okay? So I'm going to call you a YouTuber. And if you do it on X, well, then you're an Xer. If you do it on MySpace, it's a MySpace.
With their hands like that.
It's like they're grabbing their shoulders and throwing whatever's on their shoulders at you. So imagine that. They're taking their hands, putting it together, grabbing something off their shoulder and throwing at you. Yep. So they talk like that.
That's a real distraction.
It's like the Italian.
Oh, it's so bad.
Never.
Yeah. Not off the chin, but they're just like.
It's shoulders.
Talking with both hands. It's stuff that doesn't need to be. You know, like.
You know, and that and this, when people are touching things on, if they're doing some kind of product, I hate the tapping the product. That drives me crazy.
You've been watching some QVC?
No, I changed the channel. I cannot stand it.
Look at this pan, or I can't tap a pan because you won't hear it.
I got this. I'm like, you don't have to touch everything. I see it, okay? I know it's in your hand.
The only time I like it is when we go to Adam and Eve, Melissa, sometimes when she's showing you the dildos, she'll smack them around a little bit and kind of squeeze them.
To show you the viscosity.
That's fine. Yeah. I just don't want you to tap it with your nails. I know it's there.
Well, she's got gorilla grip. She'll let you know how much those suckers can take.
She knows what she's doing.
She'll two-hand some of those suckers. Show you how strong they are.
Oh, man. I was about to say, like, I wonder if any, like, and obviously very incredibly made products, but I wonder, like, if how many people bought things and Gorilla glued it back together.
Oh, well,
and then
look.
What if? Because I know those things, you could make a boat with them. I've seen the videos and the commercials for it, but, you know, what if it.
You're talking about some of the pocket parts or that you might, you know, blow out or maybe stretch out too much. You got to
Or like our award, you know, somebody that's like kicked the top of it off. That's the way it looks.
They're like, they don't deserve this.
So maybe you come in like, I hate men. And you sling your dildo against the wall and it like breaks in half. And then later you're watching.
This no woman.
You're watching some murder mystery show that women get all horned up on. And they're like, oh, where's that dildo of mine? Yeah.
You know how we had
this. Broken half now.
You know how we had the old.
Turn on.
That old Nerf.
Electrocute yourself.
That old Nerf football back in the day with a chunk missing out of it.
Oh, God, yeah.
You think there's a piece missing out of the tip. And they're like, you know what? It's just too expensive.
It still works.
Where's my Gorilla glue? My Gorilla.
Oh, my God.
My Gorilla glue.
Do you see the other piece of the tip? Where is it?
it's what's holding my tailgate on my truck. Don't use it.
Do you use my gimmick?
I broke it off.
Where's that dildo of mine?
A roommate fight.
Well, I ground that sucker down, Mom. You know what I'm saying? I can't find a man.
Oh, my God.
Lord. I just said, Mord.
Who would ever do that?
This sucker was a foot long, and now it's a nub. Because I can't get no dates.
Mama used that doorstop now.
I mean, even if your mother had that, you would never touch it or take it. That's just nasty.
You know, that's sacrilege to even say my mama would have had one.
This sucker seen more of me than the doctor. Been farther, too.
It's weird. It's going to be, I'm challenging myself to do a show without doing an impression of my mom. Because I've said before, it's therapeutic, but I can imagine, though, like after a while, then you start to say, all right, Norman, chill out a little bit. You know,
I don't think you're going to make it. Because something's going to happen. Either you do that or somebody's going to do it after you. Well, and then you'll start doing it.
My impressions of Southern women are solely based on her, because like her mom was very soft spoken. Like, I mean, she was country as hell, but like very soft spoken.
They should be based on me. I'm the matter for me, is Matthew.
Yeah, see, you broke it just remember, there.
I didn't do it.
It wasn't me, Paige. It was him.
Remember how Clooney was the paterfamilias, Everett McGill? She's the matterfamilias.
Matterfamilias. Oh, you almost got me.
I'm going to try to trick you.
He was Booker on TV's Roseanne.
He was Booker?
No.
He was the maintenance man on those lesbian women shows that lived in the halfway house, Matthew.
He was on. He was in Harlem Heat. I believe.
One name was Trudy, and the other one was Miss Fields, the cookie lady.
That was.
What was that show with them lesbians in the halfway house, Matthew?
God bless. It was.
He was the maintenance man.
Oh gosh.
Did you know he was from Augusta, Kentucky?
Facts of Life. Yeah. Yeah, Blair. Or...
No. His daddy was on the news, Matthew.
Jerry Jewell was on there almost.
No, he's the bomber, allegedly.
No, that was.
Go back and forth.
It is freaking great. You're doing a Ring of Fire off.
Oh, Richard.
Richard Kimball.
God, man. Paul Hauser was great. And Richard Jewell.
You don't go with the full name? You don't?
No, I don't think he does, actually.
Why do it to start with then? Was there another, like, already a Paul Hauser in Hollywood? He's like, oh, I got to go by a middle name or a completely fake name.
Here's a new rule. If you try to join SAG and somebody else already has it, fight them. Winner gets the name.
Shoot.
Beat each other. Because Katy Perry, that's not her. Like, Katie Hudson is her name.
Oh, really?
But there's already a Kate Hudson, so they should fight each other for the name.
Holy moly.
Yep.
That's wild.
Others like that, too. Michael J. Fox. The J is not... He had to put the J in there.
Yeah.
There's some dickhead. It was already Michael A. Fox, right?
I think it's just Michael Fox.
Or, yeah, one of those. He had to add the... Emma Stone, that's not her name. I forget her name. But that's not her name. But she had to... That's what she had to pick because some bitch in SAG already had it.
But, hold on. Let me verify my source before I say this. Because some of those where you're like, oh, what a showbiz name, and then you go and you look it up, it's like, oh.
Peter North's real name is Al Brown.
Okay, so I knew there was some twist on this. So Red Fox, who played Fred Sanford, his name was not really Red Fox. His name was John Sanford.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Was
Lamont
Big Dummy?
Well, Big Dummy is he just died.
Oh, Big Dummy.
Demond Wilson. It's like demon with a D on the end of it. It's a real weird name. But yeah, John Sanford, who I think did not get a lot of votes yesterday.
Nah, he didn't. He lost old Nordone, which people are making a big deal that she's not using her last name. But I mean, come on.
Well, come on, man.
You know how that works.
That's right. Linda Hogan gonna be Linda Hogan forever.
I mean, come on. I heard people on news talk yesterday saying, why don't you use her last name? You dip ass. It's got no recognition.
Was that a caller that used to work here to that show?
It might have been.
What was her last name?
It's got no value. I'm Nordone. Be Graham, by God.
Yeah, but that name recognition alone, I mean, that's what kept him in office for, what, 40 years?
Now she's going to get a look.
40.
She's going to get the rub. She got a lot of votes. And then some people are like, I don't get it. Why? Like, I mean, come on. The people that like to call and complain about Lindsey Graham aren't the people that listen to those shows and vote for him. It's like two separate bases.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Plus, if you're a true Trump supporter, you would want Graham to win. Because, you know, she would be in his pocket.
Yeah, like he kissed his casket.
But also... Do you think that
passing out mints to people with bad breath at the funeral?
If you think Lindsey wasn't telling her who he liked working with and who was, you know, not good to work with and
sounds like a regular Jay Eagle.
Like all the ins and outs, like you stupid.
Who you like, who you don't like.
You know he told her all that stuff.
Yeah.
Wrong with you.
Yeah.
Vote twice is what I'm saying if you can.
Mark Sanford, though, like,
they haven't stopped it yet, so go ahead.
I can't believe that so he legal. Got back into it.
He should have ran as an independent, would have had a better chance, and he still could.
Oh, really? You yeah. can change your... Really?
Yeah. Oh, he can run as an independent, yeah. He yeah, did no, before.
But, oh, but not now, though, right?
Yeah, he could. He could come back in and run as an independent.
Wow, it's like getting a redshirt freshman kind of thing.
It's yeah. like, hey, how many times do you want to run?
Huh.
You want to run against Ralph Norman and his 20 grandkids? You know, feel free.
God. Is he related to the Lake Norman? Do we know?
I think it's named after him.
It really? Might be a waste of money on that point.
Yeah. God, I don't know who the hell wrote. Well, I know who Russell Fry is, but, you know. All and his support came from lower state.
That guy, like, he looks like he would just sell, like, master classes to stuff online. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of person yeah. who's like,
it's my master class.
Hi, guys. I hope you're having a winning Wednesday. Yeah, they have that kind of thing. You know, tomorrow will be Thank You Thursday, a day of gratitude.
We're going to show how to rile up the base, get them going. And we're going to get a nice haircut.
Right.
This is my master class. Steph Curry had one about shooting a basketball. Now, he's the greatest ever. But you're going to pay like $200 to watch for him to tell you how to shoot a ball?
No. No.
Might not.
Like, the concept never really took off for the website.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, you know, the
it was expensive. I would have yeah. watched some of the master classes, but
you're talking about like the actual master class, like the stuff that came from like TED Talks, that kind
yeah,
of
like
stuff.
They had the website. Yeah. You know, I saw one with Aaron Sorkin about how to write a screenplay. Now, I didn't pay for it because there's a workaround to some of this stuff.
Yeah,
but it was a few $100. He's not telling you anything you wouldn't learn in a free class anywhere.
Yeah.
He's not telling you how he does it. He just keeps telling you to keep doing it and doing it. Until you get good at it. I'm like, okay, well, $300 later, you're kind of still in the same spot.
Yeah.
Go do
yeah.
coke again and then redo the class.
Yeah, that's true.
God bless.
I'm trying to think whose master class I'd like to watch Hunter Biden's. I'd like to watch
his master class. Oh, God. Wouldn't you love to interview Hunter Biden? He is a wild dude. Says he didn't drop off the laptops.
Yeah, I know.
But then again, you know, the crack pipe and the gun and the naked picture they always used on the news.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I know. For years, like the freaking...
His love child in Arkansas or whatever she is.
Was it Arkansas?
I think it was one of those southern states. And he's, you know...
And then Joe's, like, real bad off now. Like, they're saying, like, they're really trying to hide that. But
prostate cancer.
Yeah.
Spread to his bones.
Oh, dang. That's my grandpa. That's what got my grandpa. See, he would never go to the doctor, and finally he went, and it was...
Too late.
The way that my grandma would say it, and it was so weird, even as a kid, I was like, oh. He's like, he was plum up, eat up. No, he's plum eat up with it.
His plum was eat up with
plum, it. He plum was eat up with it.
Oh,
down
God.
To the bones. Bad stuff, guys. Don't do...
We've been trying to do this for years.
What?
Either nobody will come on or nobody will help us facilitate it. A little bit of both. Try to get a doctor on here, man. Whenever we got questions, or I have like a weekly segment, you know, you can call in and ask.
Mine's refused it. He can't, especially now.
Well, it's probably not the worst thing, to be honest with you.
And then, I know, because you always start asking him questions about me, wouldn't you?
I'd hate for him to put everybody on metformin and then you try to deny the class action lawsuit like it never happened.
God.
We talked about that.
Well, I know.
You beat it now, so you don't need it.
I beat it. Meet it.
You should do a master class. How to beat diabetes. I did it.
No.
I'm a morning radio host.
The thing with that, though, is like the people who do a lot of the... Maybe master class is not the right... Like a seminar. Like, I'm going to show you out there in the audience. Like a Tony Little... like a Gary Vee type... Thing.
Tony Heathcliff.
Yeah. And, but the, you know, who was the guy we were even talking about?
Tony Robbins?
No. You're
talking about the motivational guy?
No, the guy from, Tony Robbins. The guy that was running in yesterday's primary.
Ralph Norman, Mark Sanford.
Russell Fry. Russell Fry. We go. Yeah. He looks like a sales guy. Mark Sanford looks like he's been out on the lake all day.
He looks like
and realized, oh, the wedding starts at 8. I better get dressed.
Dude, look in the Sanford recent relationship. We know about the Argentinian chick he was with. Moved on from that.
If you tell me his last name was really Red Fox, I'll die right now.
No, but there was a guy whose wife was some investigative journalist and who loved Mark Sanford. Like, she, like, actively went after him.
Really?
Seduced him while she was still married to this guy.
Who did he mess around his wife with?
That Argentinian lady.
Yeah, he's not with her anymore. He moved away and was living there. And then,
God, that was awesome. Remember,
we had the wife on.
We interviewed Mark Sanford's wife.
Jenny.
Jenny Sanford.
Now this new chick, her husband put a big blog out saying, I called him, correspondence back and forth with each other. And she told her husband what she was going to do. She's going to seduce him and go after him. We got to go to break.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Good morning, Dr. office.
You guys, you're a urologist, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I got kind of a strange question for you, and
okay.
Please forgive me if I don't say this correctly.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Okay, my brother is, he's terminally ill. He's been told that he probably has 2 to 3 weeks left.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, thank you. There are 3 things in this world that he loved more than anything: Jim Beam, Beanie Babies, and milkshakes. And what I was wondering, and this is something that me and my mother have been talking about, is possibly bringing him down there at an appointment that we set up.
Okay.
And actually taking him in the back and actually having his prostate milked, and then we make a milkshake out of it. Is that something that we could do?
I don't believe so.
And why is that?
I don't think that we would be able to do that.
Well, I would make the milkshake. I just want to get his prostate milked.
Okay. All right. Well, hold on for 1 minute, okay?
All right. That's fine. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we wouldn't have an appointment for 3 months, and doctor said that he would not be able to do that kind of a procedure.
Oh, he'll be dead in 3 months.
Yeah.
Do you think I could take him to, like, a dairy farm?
That was good.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Are you talking about that guy's face or his neck?
His neck.
I've never heard anybody's neck described as a nutsack.
What did?
What the hell?
It looked like a turkey neck, you know, but also like literally like.
Oh.
If you covered up his face and the shirt collar and said, what is that? I'd say, that's... It's an insect.
Be careful.
Not a bug.
Be careful.
He's a Balchinian.
So Rod Stewart recently canceled a few shows, and now he's canceled the remainder of his tour, including his residency in Las Vegas. But he has a good reason. He needs to have a routine coronary stent procedure.
Ooh.
He's got another good reason, too. He's old.
Well.
Why do you make him work that hard?
I think people want to like see him. He's good.
I could have seen him a couple years ago on a Saturday night in Charlotte. Like, it lined up perfectly. It just didn't go. And I knew he's not going to go around much more.
Were you there for that reason?
Yeah. You feel
and,
like he's
one. You decided not. You went to Charlotte.
No, I wasn't there. I was going to go because of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
You feel like he's one of those that you got to see at least once, right?
That's so good.
I like the old pictures of him, man.
Going to the hospital?
No, there's a group I follow that shows old pictures of people that used to come through Clemson and play the football stadium.
Oh, yeah.
And freaking Rod Stewart was one of them.
I didn't know that.
It's just walking around town. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Couldn't do that now, though.
Here he is at Mr. Knickerbocker's.
What a great show.
Here he is at Study and Roar.
I had a boyfriend who surprised me and took me to see that show. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was weird. Like, the parking lot was weird. I thought it was like an RV thing. What are we doing
like,
here?
He kind of walked up to me and was like, hey, Paige, y'all were going to see Hot Rob in the car.
It was something was like that.
Sorry, I'm dyslexic. We're going to see Stuart's Rod. Would that be okay?
And then we're sitting there, and the bagpipes start playing, and I was like, no way! This is so cool.
There's a bagpipe back there.
Yeah. So much fun.
He got it on stage like a Twiggy used to do with Manson.
What a good show. But I hope
in the back of the limo, we were smoking crack.
God.
Almost said it right there.
We miss Junkyard Dog. We miss him every day.
Definitely should have went since now he's canceling shows and not even finishing them.
Yeah, bless him.
Remember he caught hell because he canceled the one show and the next day he was at the World Cup.
Oh.
Watching. Okay, so what? He's watching a soccer game.
Yeah.
He's not performing at it.
Maybe he wasn't feeling good. If he has to have, you know.
Maybe he's got so many kids. In his heart. He's like, I'm tired.
How about this? You know, if... All you know, it started with the Super Bowl, and actually the Orange Bowl really started the whole entertainment aspect of sports. I mean, that made it more than just going to watch a game. So how about this? When we go to see Rod Stewart, how about Joe Montana and Jerry Rice come out on stage ahead of time and throw the ball around a little bit?
That'd be cool.
Well, you know. Oh, by the way. Ken Griffey Jr. and Sr. coming out of the field. Golly, bum. Did you see that?
Oh, no.
My God.
What happened?
It was like in a religious experience.
They rose up from the field?
Well, they're doing the cornfield, you know, Field of Dreams.
Was that tonight or was that last night?
Not before last.
Oh, they did it already. It was Phillies and somebody, right? Supposed to be.
Well, maybe not the game. This was like a Netflix. I didn't see it. I saw it. As most things, a clip.
Where's Craig?
On social media. Craig was videoing it. He was. No, but like they come out and you see King Griffey Jr. and he's wearing like, you know, the jersey. And then you see a Cincinnati Reds jersey come through and it's Senior. And he's like, hey, Dad, want to play some catch?
God.
And they start throwing the ball.
That's
and I'm
awesome.
Like, I get chills right now thinking about it. And I'm like, God almighty.
He was
right up the road that day and... We couldn't figure out a way to swing it around where we could.
And we talked to Senior before.
We talked to Senior, yes.
God, I talked about the Big Red Machine. Talked to him about Junior.
His favorite was Cesar Geronimo, which I thought was awesome.
Is there a shirtless Jill Jackson by chance?
Oh, my God. Is it like a stripper granddaughter?
You want to play catch, Granddad? Hey, no.
No.
You dress like a whore. I'm not walking out of this cornfield with your knockers on.
Let's drink some liquor.
Now, you know I can't read.
Oh, my God.
She was Joe Jackson's walking the other direction in the traffic.
I have something to say.
One number does it all at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.